control position for taxi. Here, you're shown four different possible wind scenarios. And what I want to know is how should I position the flight controls while taxiing a tricycle gear equipped airplane into a left quartering headwind. So area A is the area from which the wind is coming. How do I want to position the controls when I taxi my tricycle gear airplane? Well, I want neutral elevator, and I want the left aileron up. I want the effect of the wind to push down on the wing to stabilize the airplane. So I want left aileron up, elevator neutral. That's what you need to know for the test. For practical application, if the wind were coming from area B, I'd want neutral elevator, and I'd want the right aileron up. What if it were coming from area D? Well, then I'd want down elevator, and I'd want the right aileron down. And if it were coming from area C, I'd want down elevator, and I'd want the left aileron down. So if it's a right or left quartering tailwind, I want to dive away from it. I want to turn the, you know, hold the controls with your thumbs up, push forward, and dive away from the wind. In other words, you turn the control wheel to the left and push forward if the wind is coming from area D. I'm diving away from it. Coming from area C, I push forward and turn to the right. I dive away from it. And then if it's coming from area A or B, I want to keep my elevator neutral, and I want the aileron up on the side from which the wind is blowing. The most critical wind situation is a quartering tailwind. There's one question that you need to know that's a flight training question, but it's on the written test. To minimize the side loads placed on the landing gear during touchdown, you should keep the longitudinal axis of the aircraft parallel with the direction of its motion. Well, how are you going to do that? If you have a crosswind, the airplane is going to want to drift downwind while you're landing. Well, you correct for that by lowering the wing that's upwind, and the airplane then turns into the wind like a weather vane, and then you apply opposite rudder to keep the longitudinal axis of the airplane parallel with the direction of its motion. You'll learn this by practicing it in the air, but there is a question on the test regarding that, and I wanted to cover it since we're talking about control positions for taxi. It is relative. Let's look at figure 12.